What's up, fam? Hey, it's Casey giving you just a Tuesday thought for the week. Really thankful that you guys are just going to spend some time with me today. I'll keep it short, but just want to do this, a Tuesday thought for the week. This week, I was I spent a lot of time driving, and I was really doing a lot of thinking just on what it means to accept the grace of God, but still live in a world with sin, and kind of like how to navigate that and what that all means. And so for me, I'd really just want these Tuesday thoughts to just literally be thoughts. I don't have anything written, nothing scripted. But really for me, I was thinking a lot about this subject, because it's something we all struggle with. We have accepted the grace of God. We've accepted His gift of salvation, but we're still struggling with sin or sins that we live in that we've asked God to remove us from, or we've asked Him to take it away, or as Paul writes, like, Lord, I don't do the things that I know to do. Instead, I do the things I don't want to do. And that's a place that we find ourselves in on a regular basis. And for me, really, it comes down to, like, thinking about it from the perspective of, what if God uses that sin to help protect me, or to help guide me, or to help shape me for what is to come later? What if it's, no, you need to experience this right now to know that I don't take away your free will? Like, God doesn't take away our free will. Like, He's going to allow us to make the choices. He gave us the choice to accept His salvation, but we still need to go out and live it out. He's not just going to take everything away from us. Now, there may be certain things that He took from you because you already had the conviction over it. You already knew that it was bad. You already knew that it was drowning and draining from your life. And when you came across and met Jesus and accepted His grace, the almighty grace that only He can give, He wiped that sin from you. But it doesn't mean that maybe the root cause of that sin hasn't shifted, right? So maybe we had an addiction to alcohol. Maybe that was it. But when you accepted the salvation from Jesus, He moved and shifted your sin from alcoholism to controlism, right? So maybe now, instead of you're not giving into alcohol anymore, but you're finding yourself more and more susceptible to having to have control over something, or you're in a situation to where you have gotten rid or shed something that was holding you back, only to find that something that you never thought you would do, you have now started doing. It's now become part of your life. And I think it's going to always come down to a balance. I think that there is a balance in things. But like we were talking about, like, Jesus' grace extends beyond our thinking. And that grace is so graceful, so graceful, that it still allows us that free will to choose, that free will to act, and the free will to go. And so when we do that, when we go and we take action and we have this free will, it's still our lives that we're needing to grow, and the sin that we are encountering is still going to encounter us, but it's how we respond to it. Maybe that sin is there protecting you from something. Maybe it's protecting you from something long-term versus something short-term.